It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill requiring more air monitoring around some of Colorado's largest polluters has the governor's final approval. CPR Sam Brash has more.
It's official.
Yay! Right,
Governor Polis signed the bill less than a mile from the Suncor oil and gas refinery in Commerce City. The facility is one of four locations required to set up real-time air monitors to track the releases of toxic gases. Lucy Molina is a community activist who lives in the largely Latinx neighborhood around the refinery.
The community is speaking out, and we want more accountability and more transparency. I mean, I think this is a start.
A Suncor spokesperson said it's already working to meet the requirements of the new law. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Suncor is a financial sponsor of CPR. An Arvada police officer is on administrative leave related to Monday's shooting there that left three people dead. A detective with the Arvada Police Department declined to give more information about the officer's involvement in the shooting. Details are still unclear about who shot the suspect and the bystander who intervened, but we do expect officials to release more information today. A Colorado festival that screens new TV shows and other series has kicked off its seventh season. CPR's Monica Castillo says Series Fest is virtual again this year.
The festival focuses on episodic storytelling, like television pilots, digital shorts, and even podcasts. A number of streaming platforms and networks will host previews and discussions, as well as panels with stars from shows like Amazon's The Underground Railroad, FX's Dave, and The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. Series Fest is now streaming on its website and runs through July 11th. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
The Colorado Women's Hall of Fame is looking for nominations for next year's class. Every 2 years, the selection committee chooses both historical and living inductees who have made significant contributions to the state. Past inductees include teachers, politicians, artists, and scientists. The deadline for nominations is early October. It's cooler across the state today and through the weekend. This is CPR News.